Hi guys, welcome back to Lit Like Leash, the only place on the internet that combines the three best things in life: weed, chicks, and brains. So go ahead and light up your bong, blunt, joint, and spark up your mind. Hey guys, welcome back to Lit Like Leash, the only podcast on the internet that combines the three best things in life: weed, chicks, vibes.
Chicks.
Like a girl.
Yeah, chicks.
And vibes. Today's podcast, we have the plug back on the show. This is the second time they're on the show.
Damn, that's really my alias right now, the plug. That's funny.
Yes. Right now we were smoking on sour cookies in a Russian cream backwood. And today's podcast, what are we going to talk about today? The plug? Plugging?
Let's see what comes in. Well, you know, today is the 4th of July.
4th of July. True. You looking mighty festive today.
Right, yeah, I got the camo with the red.
You know, get the red in there.
Like that. But I don't know, I want to address something that I've been, like, looking at on my Facebook. And it kind of goes into, like, two things. Like, the first thing, this NFL shit, right? This boycott.
Oh, you can discuss that, because I DK.
The boycott. I am encouraging my fellow dark-skinned folk to not watch a single damn game until they meet Kaepernick's demands, or at least
what happened.
All right, so for those who don't know, a wave started when Kirk Kaepernick,
Colin Kaepernick.
Yeah, I keep calling Kirk. Colin Kaepernick. You know what I'm saying? NFL quarterback. He took a knee during the national anthem. Now I was watching that game when he did that. Man, I see nothing wrong with it. Like, for people who don't know, you know what I'm saying? My family is Muslim. I was brought around Islam and things of that nature. So going to public school, you know, in elementary school, they make you stand up and sing the national anthem to the flag every day. I sat down. You know what I'm saying? I didn't stand. I played football and, you know, high school, whatever. National anthem, I took a knee. You know what I'm saying? So I never seen nothing wrong with that, because I've seen many, you know, and I was... You know what I'm saying? And even in college, I was playing with a couple other Muslim brothers. And when, you know, every time we was at a home or away game, didn't matter, the national anthem came on, all of us, you know what I'm saying, it was like four of us, we all took a knee. No one said anything about it. Mm-hmm. So now that I see, you know, Colin do it, I was like, all right, that's whatever. And people made like a big deal about it being disrespectful. Yeah. I was like, nah, I understand what you're
saying. I don't think it was disrespectful at all. I think people have the right to do what they feel in respect to their own religion. And if you don't believe, you should be praising the flag that's in your religion. That's what you do.
Well, his thing,
I feel like that's your right.
Well, his thing was, he did it not because of religious reason, but because he didn't want to salute a country that oppresses people for years. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
He's real big with the black movement. And then you still have Caucasian people who ride around with Confederate flags on the back of their trucks and hang up in their houses or whatever. You know what I'm saying? No one's saying nothing about that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So, they made, like, a big deal about it. They, you know, they cut him from the NFL, so he's no longer playing. You know what I'm saying? And then we have some guys from the Cowboys who did the same thing, and now they got suspended.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So, like, and it's affecting the NFL, it's affecting Fox Network and all that, and really hard. And this is facts, folks. That Fox has seen 34% decrease in viewers since this all happened. That is the lowest, they have the lowest viewage of, you know, NFL games since from the last 7 years. This is the lowest it's ever been.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? People were saying, you know, because the NFL's been getting better and better. You got Cam Newton out there doing legendary stuff. You got Odell Beckham out there doing legendary stuff. Eli Manning is still a boss. You know what I'm saying? You got the Seahawks, Russell Wilson out there representing. So, you know, the NFL's getting more exciting. So, last year, the NFL seen the most amount of viewers it has in the 7 years. And now that they there's a boycott going on, their ratings are dropping dramatically.
Yeah.
It's dropping from people actually boycotting it because they're following Colin, and it's from people just not wanting to watch no more because of Colin and the other NFL players taking a knee. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So it's affecting both ways, and it's all because someone made a big deal about it. You know what I'm saying? You're not going to go, you know, say for instance, you know, they're not going to go to Africa or something like that, and they're not going to acknowledge their national anthem.
Mm-hmm.
You feel what I'm saying? And that's how Colin feels, which I totally respect. But at the same time, I understand the controversy that's coming from behind it.
Yeah.
But what they don't realize is people are outraged because he didn't get re-signed, and he's a top five quarterback. On top of that, the other players he took a knee are now getting suspended, and they were starters. You know what I'm saying? So people's like, yo, what are y'all doing? Like, why are y'all cutting these people? Why is it such a big deal that they're taking a knee? So yeah. Now they don't want to watch. Their favorite players is not playing. You know what I'm saying?
It's for not, yeah.
And, you know, and as of yet, you really haven't even been hearing about football.
No, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You really haven't been hearing about it. You know, this is the, you know, the preseason's coming in. You know, you usually hear stuff. The Eagles, they got their first open camp thing going on. And you're not hearing none of that. You're not hearing no predictions or anything like that. Yes, it's being discussed on ESPN and such like that because it's a topic they have to discuss. Mm-hmm. But you don't see people just going all out for it.
Yeah.
You know, I get more buzz about the Pocono Flag Football League than I do my, you know what I'm saying? And I follow the NFL page. We don't really get nothing. You know what I'm saying? No one's talking about the draft. No one's talking about, you know what I'm saying, first round picks from colleges, you know, the combine. It's just real quiet right now for the NFL because all this is going on.
Yeah.
Which led to my second thing I've seen is a lot of African American people of the descent. I say that because, you know, I'm for it. You know what I mean? So,
That makes me happy.
Yeah, you can lease one iPhone 7 or iPhone 7.
Your face is great. But yeah, they're coming out now about 4th of July. You know what I'm saying? And me personally, being dark skinned and whatnot, I honestly don't understand why black people take the 4th of July so seriously. You know what I'm saying? This is not nothing for us to celebrate about. This is celebrating the independence of, you know,
white America.
White America. You know what I'm saying? You know, they
oh,
after the 13 colonizations, and they had the big fucking war, and they, you know, they earned their independence from England.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? While they doing that, our black men was being castrated, our black woman was being raped, and we was being sold like cattle.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So now I see a lot of, I be sitting back. I haven't celebrated 4th of July in like 7 years because when I read up on this, I'm like, I'm not celebrating this shit. Like, hell yeah, the food is good and everybody barbecuing.
I like fireworks.
You know what I'm saying? And that's all fun, but I'm like,
celebrating them.
I wouldn't say I'm celebrating. I'm going to enjoy the festivities, but I'm not celebrating nothing. Like, you know what I'm saying? And you know, I seen people today, man, black families, yeah, 4th of July it is, American flag swinging, your kids is wearing American flag outfits. And I'm like, damn, my nigga, you was a straight slap
America
to your...
America down to the socks.
You know what I'm saying? You a slap to your own damn race. Like, damn, you know about 100 years ago what you would have been doing right now in America?
Working
on the 4th of July? Huh? You know what I'm saying? So that's just something I want to put out there. You know, black people, we need to wake up. We're not the minority. We are the majority. You know what I'm saying? The only reason why we're the minority is because we don't know how to come together. If y'all niggas stand the fuck up together, son, we can take this shit the fuck over. You know what I mean? We can take this shit the fuck over. I'm not revolutionary, but I'm definitely about the cause. You know? Like, I don't like police. Yeah, man, we need to stand up, especially our new generation, man. We slacking, son. Like, being a mid-90s baby is fucking shameful right now. You know what I'm saying? Them niggas is tripping. You know what I mean? We gotta get our shit together. You know, we portrayed as one thing, and we acting like this, so we're going to keep being portrayed as it. You know? And for the intelligent ones, you know, who out there doing what they're supposed to do, finishing high school, going to college, getting a career, you know what I'm saying? We get overlooked. Because of the stupid shit of the few. You know what I'm saying? Overshadows the many. Yeah. That's just been my thought process, you know, because of the holidays and shit. I really don't like celebrating a lot of holidays because, like, You like people ain't really out here with American flags and all like that. The whole
what?
House.
Yes, they are.
Yeah, but that's because they already
have that shit on their truck, and we saw that the other day.
Yo, but that's because they already have that shit. They don't buy that shit every year. Think about it. Think about it. They do not buy that shit. That shit that they got in their attic already, waiting for the next year to come around. You don't see them buying different outfit shit every year. As a kid, every 4th of July, I got a new outfit. And it was all something American flag. Every year it was something new. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, half of these black people over here didn't even have American flags like 2 weeks ago.
When the season came around.
There you go. Then when the season's done, they're going to be looking at that shit like they really don't give a fuck anything about it.
Actual facts.
So, wait, how long is it? I don't want to be too long like last time.
I can edit it down. It's 11 minutes.
Oh, man, we was on.
Hi, guys. Thanks so much for tuning into this week's episode of Lit Like Leash. Make sure you tune in for next week at 4:20 p.m. on Tuesday. And I hope you guys had as much fun as we did during this episode. All right, remember to keep those blunts lit and keep that spark. All right, bye guys.